Welcome into a special edition of Bottom Line Baseball. It's playoff baseball. The wild card starts tonight. Yankees, Red Sox at Fenway Park. And it's the first time the Yankees and Red Sox have faced off in a one-game elimination game since Bucky Dent hit the home run back in 1978. A lot of history between those two teams. Jackson Ryan with me. Jackson, what's your first reaction when you hear that the matchup that baseball fans can enjoy tonight, Yankees, Red Sox at Fenway Park?
Well, my first reaction is that they both really had to win their last game to get in there, because that last series for both of them was a struggle. Even though Boston swept the Nationals, the Nationals gave them all they could, and Tampa Bay really showed that they really wanted to beat New York and to cause chaos for them. So, you know, my initial thought process is Gerrit Cole is going to be really good tonight. But you don't know what Nathan Eovaldi you're going to get. So if Nathan Eovaldi is really good, then we're going to have a good game. When, you know, if not, then you'll probably see the Yankees move on. But the difference to me tonight will probably be a three-run homer by somebody. Both of these teams are three true outcome teams. You know, majority of them, they love hitting homers and they strike out a ton. So we'll see what it does, how it goes. But it should be interesting. And I think for the Red Sox, playing at Fenway Park is a huge advantage.
Gerrit Cole on the mound too.
I've experienced Yankee Stadium in the playoffs. That is not an easy place to play. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think for Boston, it's a big advantage to be at home tonight.
Now, you've also experienced Fenway Park and a playoff atmosphere. What's more difficult, do you think, Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park?
Not even close to me, Yankee Stadium. Way louder. The environment is way more crazy. I'm not saying that Fenway Park isn't a great environment. Don't get me wrong, because it's a great environment and that stadium's very cool. But just from a loud standpoint, New York's way louder. One of the loudest places that I've been. And, you know, for Boston, Alex Cora has experience there, just like Aaron Boone. They've seen each other forever. So it should be a good one tonight. But, you know, I feel like at the end of the day, these teams are very similar and we'll see what happens.
Who do you think – do you think it's going to be a high-scoring game, or do you think it's going to be more so a pitching matchup?
I think Gerrit Cole will do what he needs to do. I think it'll be more low-scoring. Gerrit Cole will probably go six, seven innings, give up 2 to 3 runs. The typical Gerrit Cole that we saw back in 19 and the person that I know that he is to be. And then with Eovaldi, if he's on and his stuff is really nasty, if he's good, then – it'll be a good game. And if not, and he walks a couple people, then the Red Sox will go to their pen early. I think throwing Chris Sale the last game of the year kind of hurts right now, because, you know, if I was a Boston Red Sox fan, I'd want Chris Sale on the mound. But don't be surprised if he comes out of the bullpen, you know, for a couple innings. So wild card games are different. And you know what, at the end of the day, you got to get out to the lead early and you got to score first, because the team that scores first puts a lot of pressure on the opponent.
Are you a fan of wild card games?
Yes, I am. You know, and I'm a fan of how it is. People say, well, how about we change the playoff format? Well, you know what? How about win your division? If you win your division, then at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. So congratulations to San Francisco Giants, who won 107 games. I know that's off topic, but you know what? At the end of the day, we'll talk about the Cardinals and Dodgers in a second, but it's a one-game playoff, and whoever wins goes on, and whoever loses goes home. So at the end of the day, why would you not want to be there and do that situation?
Baseball is the one sport, Jackson, where you can put the 2021 Baltimore Orioles up against the Yankees every single day for a 162-game season, and the Yankees are going to lose games. And it could be just like that on a wild card game. The Yankees or Red Sox, it doesn't matter who has a better team. It's whoever wins. And the same thing goes for the Dodgers, Cardinals, and we'll get into that game in just a few minutes. But I think just the mindset that these teams have to go into, it is a tough atmosphere, I think. But the Yankees were just there last Sunday, and they were playing for something last weekend as well. And what's so amazing about baseball, Jackson, and people always say, do the baseball season really need to be 162 games? But this year we saw it. In some instances, it literally came down to the last pitch of a game. The Yankees walked it off. The Red Sox came back in the ninth inning, or in the eighth inning, to end up beat the Nationals, so they got home field advantage in the wild card game. So I think overall, Games matter. Regular season games matter. People always say, well, it's April. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does. And we saw it happen all the way up until the very end of the regular season.
Yeah, and also you saw Toronto, absolutely destroying Baltimore that last game of the year. So we could have seen a game 163. But what a great season by the Blue Jays, and what a great run by the Seattle Mariners. But they just came up short. And at the end of the day, it's going to be a great game tonight. And I'm sure, there'll be a bunch of Yankee fans there, just like, vice versa if it was at Yankee Stadium. So we'll see how it goes. And I know that I would rather have Gerrit Cole on the mound if I was a Yankee fan, and I know I'd feel very confident.
If you had to choose Yankees, Red Sox, who are you choosing?
I'll take New York. I'll go 4-2. I think
Okay.
Gerrit Cole goes 7 innings, and I think Nathan Eovaldi goes 5-6. So I think they're both going to throw really well, but I think somebody, I don't know who it'll be because you never know, but I think somebody will hit a home run late and that'll be a difference. But I think I'll go 4-2 New York. But at the end of the day, I really like Tampa Bay and what they're doing. And if whoever wins this division series, I see you end up losing to Tampa Bay in 4 games.
It's so amazing. The Yankees have had good teams in the past few years, Jackson, but it seems that they always end up in a wild card game. The most, I think, biggest one for me would be the Yankees Twins when Didi Gregorius hit a huge home run when the Yankees were down 3-0 in the bottom of the first and Didi tied the game in the bottom of the first inning. That was one of the most memorable moments in the postseason for the Yankees back in, I believe that was 2017. Do you feel that there is a chance that someone will be remembered in a special moment tonight?
Yes. Now, I'm not going to guess who because that's just not right. But at the end of the day, if it's Yankees Red Sox, yes. That's one of the best rivalries in all of sports. Go back to 2003, 2004. The 2003 series went to Game 7, obviously, and 2004 when the Red Sox came all the way back with David Ortiz starting that comeback for the Red Sox. So, and a good friend of mine, Kevin Millar, had a key piece in that Game 4 as well. So, you never know. But with Yankees or Red Sox, you can always expect some kind of drama and, something to go on.
But we'll switch gears. Dodgers, Cardinals. I think John Heyman, I think, of MLB Network said the Dodgers are the best wild card team in the history of the game. They look so dominant. They've looked dominant all season long, but at no fault of their own, they were in the same division as the San Francisco Giants, who came out of nowhere and won 107 games. The Cardinals are red hot, though. They were 71-69, and then they ended up winning 16 straight to push them into a postseason spot. Man, this game is so interesting to me. You got Max Scherzer on the mound for the Dodgers and Adam Wainwright on the mound for the Cardinals. If you're a baseball fan, you know those two names have been in the game for a lot of years now, and they have so much credibility behind them. Do you feel, though, that the Cardinals have an edge just because of how hot they were coming into this game?
Yes and no, but I feel like all the pressure's on the Dodgers, to be honest with you. I feel like the Cardinals don't have a ton of pressure on them right now. And the relationship between Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina, which will be really good behind the plate. But Max Scherzer, has to go out and do what he needs to do because last time out against the Padres, he was not good. Gave up a ton of runs, a ton of hits. And it just takes the Cardinals, Nolan Arenado, to hit a 2-run homer in the first couple of innings to put them up, and then you have all the pressure on the Dodgers to score. So, we'll see what happens. But, I like St. Louis's chances in a one-game playoff because you never know. But at the end of the day, we'll see what happens.
Again, I'll ask the same question. If you had to choose Dodgers, Cardinals, who are you choosing?
I'll take LA just because of the season they've had. I'll go 5-2. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, though, at all. And I think Wainwright will throw the ball really well.
Any other? Let's do this. We didn't plan this. I would say I want to ask you two questions about the regular season now that the season's over with.
Yeah.
What was your biggest surprise of the 2021 regular season?
Seattle Mariners. I did not think Seattle would go that far at all. And then just the emergence of all these young teams that I thought would be good, and they ended up being good, like Chicago and Toronto, because I thought Toronto was going to be really good with their additions. So, you know, baseball is in good hands, but I feel like those are the biggest surprises of the 2021 season.
Biggest disappointment?
Padres, by far. Not even close to me. They fired their manager, Jace Tingler, got rid of their pitching coach, Larry Rothschild. So they've got some soul searching to do this offseason to see where they need to be, because they do not have the prospects besides C.J. Abrams. And they got the kid from Arkansas, Kevin Copps. But other than that, they've sold a lot of their pieces off.
Mm-hmm. They have the talent there. They just got to figure out who they are and figure out their identity. And they play in, I think, one of the most difficult divisions in all of baseball, especially when they got the Dodgers in there, and the Dodgers own them all season long, basically. I would say let's switch gears back to the postseason. You look at the potential matchups. What's one matchup you want to see this postseason?
One second. Let's see. I want to see Atlanta and Milwaukee, because I know Charlie Morton, what he'll do. And Devin Williams punching the wall could be the difference in that that series. People may think I'm crazy because it's only a relief pitcher, but he's one of their best relief pitchers, if not the best relief pitcher on their team. So that causes chaos in seventh or ninth inning ball of Josh Hader. So, you know, for Atlanta, that's a big break, because, like, you know, that's something that they don't have to face. So we'll see what happens.
Yep. And then in the American League, if the Yankees or Red Sox move on, what team do you think the Tampa Bay Rays want to face?
I think they want to face New York, because I don't think they like New York. So I think they would rather beat up on the Yankees. But, you know, if you're asking me for a series, I'd rather see Chicago and Houston. To be honest with you, Carlos Correa obviously got the tip of the cap last weekend. You know, went out onto the field by himself for the team, basically the team showing Mr. Jim Crane that they want him to stick around. But Chicago's good, and they've got a bunch of talent, and so we'll see what happens. Old school 2005 World Series matchup in the ALDS.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. And Dusty Baker's an incredible person, and just his mind in the baseball world, to see him do what he's doing with this Astros team has been so fun to watch.
No, it has been, and they've been really good, between Kyle Tucker to Carlos Correa to Jose Altuve. Go down the line, Martin Maldonado is one of the best catchers in the game, catching position-wise. So it's going to be a really interesting series, and I think Lance McCullers Jr. is going to start game one for the Astros.
I got a question for you. If the Astros end up winning the World Series this year, does that put more pressure on the Astros front office to re-sign Carlos Correa?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But it validates them. And it validates their run from 2017 to 2021. There's been a five, six-year window that they've been, if not the best team in baseball, one of them. Look at 2018. If they weren't hurt, they're probably winning. I know I'm throwing it out there, but they probably win that series because everybody was hurt. Garrett Cole was sick. Altuve was on one leg. 2019, Scherzer and Strasburg beat Verlander and Cole. And if you look at last year, Tampa Bay ended up beating them in seven games. So you never know what could happen. But I think it would validate them. And for Correa, he's going to get his money. I personally don't think he'll be back in Houston, but we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So many great storylines in the game right now. Postseason baseball is here upon us. And what's your favorite, Jackson? I know you've had so many great moments in the postseason, being around your dad and grandfather. What's one thing that comes to mind first when you think postseason baseball?
That it's, there's nothing better in sports than postseason baseball, and it's not even close. You know, to see my dad's reaction after we'd beat New York and after we'd beaten L.A., with my grandfather, to see us get to the World Series for the first time in Texas Ranger history in 2010 after beating New York. It always seems like we played New York in the postseason, but, you know, or in 2011, you know, to beat Detroit in six games and then to be one strike away three times is very heartbreaking. But just the runs that I was able to see with my grandfather and with my dad, but also it just, I don't know, it's chill worthy too in the postseason. You know, you'll have a huge hit and you just listen to the crowd, and, you know, you had the towels going on and everything else. So I can't really explain postseason baseball from that perspective, but there are memories, though, for sure.
Well, Jackson, thank you for joining us and everyone listening to this special edition of Bottom Line Baseball. We'll be back on Thursday to break down the two wildcard matchups and give a little sneak peek to what the American League Divisional Series and then the National League Divisional Series will look like. Will the Yankees or Red Sox or the Dodgers or Cardinals advance? Well, we'll find out, and we'll be back with you on Thursday with another look at postseason baseball. But for Jackson, I'm Alex Hughes. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy some postseason baseball today.